Last night, when we had question and answer, we came across the very important point. That in Japanese, we say, Sabetsu Soku Jyoga, Shinku Myo. Sabetsu Soku Jyoga. This is Sabetsu means speciality, and Byodo means equality. Speciality means, you know, speciality means various being which is special. Each being are special, and each being has its own meaning of existence. When something exists, there's some reason why something exists. That is speciality. And equality is, even though things are different, but strictly speaking, each thing does not exist in that way, because they are changing, constantly changing. So if it is changing, we cannot say something really exists. Something we see does not exist. You think you exist here, but it is not so. And which is easier for you to understand is, you know, maybe intellectually, it is easier for you to understand things does not exist. Equality is easier to understand. And speciality is difficult to understand. When you say freedom, the meaning of freedom or feeling of freedom is more like equality. So we are, you know, each, we are equal, so we must have freedom. That is what you say, but to us it is absurd. You know, if you want to be special, then it is not possible to have freedom at the same time. When you are special, then you have some special reason to exist. So, for instance, a woman should be a woman, you know, and a man should be a man. So that when we put emphasis on the reason why you exist as a man, why you exist as a woman, then woman is variable, because she is a woman. She has, you know, her own reason why she exists as a woman. And he has his own reason, which is a different reason from woman exists. That is why a man is a man and a woman is a woman. So when you want to have equality, woman should be woman and a man should be a man. When a man is a man and woman is a woman and a stone is a stone, cucumber is cucumber, eggplant is eggplant, they are equal. No one can change their value. Each cucumber is fire, other cucumber. But as human being is very selfish, so someone who do not like eggplant may say cucumber is better. But actually, cucumber and eggplant is the same. And so is man and woman. Because each being has its own reason to exist. And each being cannot be replaced by something else. So we say each being has same value, equal value. So equality we mean is nothing. Equality. Union, maybe. So when we understand this point, we say because it is, everything is different, everything is equal value. That, you know, how we can obtain equal value is to have their own reason to exist, their own way to exist. And it is same with one person. Today I should be different. And next day I should be different again. If I am always same, there is no reason why I should be. Day after day, because I change from one being to the other, it is our life makes sense. So equality is, at the same time, should be speciality. Speciality, at the same time, equality. So if you put emphasis on just equality, that is, we call sambanka. Sambanka means sam is carrying, ban is bought. Carrying board fair. He is carrying board. So he cannot see the other side. He can see this side only. Because there is partition. If it is very high, I cannot see this side. If I carry this body here, I cannot see the other side. So, if you stick to equality or freedom and freedom is at the same time a restriction. Restriction is freedom. Yes. If you just stick to restriction or rules or freedom, you know, that is, you are carrying a board on your shoulder. So you cannot, you can see just freedom. Or just restriction. Or speciality. Or equality. Emptiness or form. Form is emptiness and emptiness is form. That is, you know, our understanding. To see form is to see emptiness. To understand form or color means to understand something more than that, something more than color or form. Something which makes form, form, and color, color. Something which gives you color, something which gives you form. You have, each one of us has some form given by the emptiness. You call it God or something, but we call it emptiness. If you say God, God could be someone who may create many things. But our God is not someone who creates something, who creates everything. If you are Christian, you may be scolded. If you say, if God created us, then who created God? You may be scolded. But we immediately we ask, you know, who created God? If, you know, God is created by someone else, then God is also not different from us, because they are created. As we as our form and nature is given by emptiness. Actually, we came out of emptiness. Maybe if I say so, I'm already creating some trouble or misunderstanding. Because form itself is emptiness, and emptiness itself is form. We cannot say creator to give form or anything like that. But so that, you know, you can understand what I am saying easier than I am saying this way. And this kind of thing which could be understood by practice, by Zazen practice. You cannot accept this kind of truth by thinking mind. Anyway, some bank. And how to, you know, how to get rid of stickiness of our mind is a practice. Our mind is very sticky. We easily stick to something, some idea, or speciality, or equality, or man, or woman, teacher, or disciple. We easily stick to some idea. I am disciple. But you are not always disciple. Teacher is not always a teacher. Teacher could be sometimes student. So we shouldn't stick to the idea of teacher or disciple. That is real freedom. So that we can free from sticky, you know, stickiness of our thinking mind or emotional feelings, we practice that. And if you practice that, your character will be more and more clear and simple. If someone says, you are a student, yes, I am a student. And if someone says, you are a teacher, yes, I am a teacher. No stickiness. You are like a man. Yes, maybe so. You are like a woman. Yes, it is so. No stickiness in accepting various ideas. So you have freedom. That is how you attain freedom. That is the point of practice. And many teachers, have pretty difficult time to get rid of this kind of stickiness of human mind. So you should remember this point, and you shouldn't lose the point of practice or study. So whatever you do, it is study. If you eat something, you know, if you don't say, I like this, or I don't like it, then that is freedom. If you eat something, you know, well cooked, you should, you know, appreciate the taste of it. If it is raw, it is also good. You know, that is how to get out of stickiness of our feelings. Everything is good. Then you are free. You have freedom. So you shouldn't be concerned about what people may say about you. It's exactly whatever they say, it may be so. As they say so, maybe so. But because of your sticky mind, you say, no, I'm not so. Then you lose your freedom. You make your world narrow, small for you. Wherever you go, you have freedom. If you are free from the idea, sticky mind. If you do not carry the thought on your shoulder. It is very heavy, actually very heavy. Because of this fall, we suffer a lot. Sambandha. Kan means Pharaoh. Exact translation is Pharaoh. San, Bang, Kan, Sambandha. And we have this kind of technical term, aku byodo, wrong, you know, wrong equality. Wrong. When you stick to the idea of equality, that is wrong equality. If you stick to the idea of equality, you want everyone in the same size. Music is too high. Jack Horace. Extra high. So, we must cut their heads to make them equal. That is, you know, wrong equality. Our equality is because Jack is high. He is important. We need him. When I cannot reach for something, he may help us. That is why he is, you know, he has his own budget. if I make you same size, you know, you will be, all of you will be dead. There is no reason why we have so many people. Maybe one is enough. If you are same size and same, and your hand and feet and face are same, one person will suffice. We don't need so many people. That is so-called, you know, wrong equality. Akubyoda. So, something should be equal. Only one thing should be equal. But rest of things should be different. And to understand how important it is to be different is the actual practice. This is the practice many teachers devoted themselves. Practice of difference, very different. That was the point we came up with. Here is a Zen story about Hyakuja. Hyakuja. Do you know Hyakuja? Hyakuja is a great Zen master in China who established Zen precepts. And what we are observing at Asahara or in Japan is mostly Hyakuja way. How we build a zendo and how we what kind of schedule we have is almost set up by Hyakuja. And we are still following this way. It is difficult to, to go out of this way. Hyakuja once mounted the pulpit, the altar, that is. And as the Koan says, whenever he appears on the altar, the old and old man also appear at the rear of the door, in the corner of the lecture hall. And when people leave, when students leave, that old man also left. One day, almost all the students left, but that old man did not leave. He was still sitting to that trouble. Anyway, I have to explain. That is already tough. And Hyakuja asked him, "Why don't you leave?" And the old man said, At in the day of Seven Buddha, before Shakyamuni Buddha, he comes, Seven Buddha. And Buddha, skin Buddha. When the time of skin Buddha, I was a speaker. And someone asked him, wise man, if wise man will fall into the teaching of cause and effect, or law of cause and effect, and I said to him, well-trained, well-teacher, enlightened man will not fall into the rule of cause and effect. Because I said so, since then I became a fox, wild fox. I'm actually I'm actually an old fox who lives in the mountain. And the fox or the old man asked him, what will be the right answer for that question? And Sakya said, enlightened person will fall into the law of karma. Even enlightened person cannot get out of the law of karma. That is my answer. And all folks attained enlightenment and vanished. That was the story. What do we mean by a fox? Fox is not fox. It is actually emptiness or absolute or source of all being. Or forms and colors is the old fox. So if it appears, when people appear, it is okay. When an idea of emptiness or absolute is in our mind, it is trouble, because we are already, our mind is already sick to the idea of an old fox or idea of emptiness, that is trouble, already trouble. So when people everyone leaves Zendo or leaves lecture hall, there should not be any idea of the first principle or idea of form or emptiness. Because each being, each student in Zendo is the absolute itself, emptiness itself. When each one of you here, you have the absolute body. You are embodiment of the absolute truth. So, when you leave, everything should be. When you leave, mountain and river should be. Everything should be. Then there's no trouble. Because you stick to the idea of form, the absolute, there is trouble. And the question and answer here, they made back and forth. Two false the law of karma, to fall into the law of karma, means to stick to the law of karma, cause and effect. To lose freedom from the law of karma. So that is to fall into the idea of karma. Not to fall the idea of karma, a law of karma, means not to stick to it, and stick to not to fall the idea of karma is to ignore the law of karma. We cannot ignore the law of karma, and we cannot stick to, we shouldn't stick to the law of karma. There is to our attitude. Sometimes, even though you follow the teaching of karma, it does not mean you lose your freedom from the law of karma. Do you understand? So, when he said so, because he thought he understood. Equality of various fields, he said, wise men will not stick to the idea of karma. But when he does not stick to the idea of karma, men, for him, no, there is no such thing like law of karma, because each being does not exist originally. We are empty because we are changing. So when I don't exist, when everything doesn't exist in its strict sense, how is it possible to be? For everything to follow the law of karma. That was what, how he understood. He was some banker. Because his one-sided understanding of the truth, he became a fat. But when Hegel said, you must follow the law of karma, even though enlightened person, as long as he has, he is human being, he has physical body, it is not possible for him to be, not to follow the law of karma. So he could understand the reality himself from both sides. That is why he could banish from the agenda. So that kind of part shouldn't exist in gender. In gender, there must be only two. And a teacher or student. Teacher or student each being in the realm of speciality. So what you can see is each student. You cannot see the absolute or all facts. When you have real understanding of the reality, all facts doesn't exist. That's what the Baba interpretation of that is your lack. Do you have some questions? That is real freedom. But danger is there at the same time. Especially. So, you cannot be arrogant, you know, even though you have some special talent. That is your speciality. And someone else may have, you know, his own speciality. And so, that is why everyone is same. So you cannot be arrogant about it. You know. And at the same time, there's another danger. Mm. This is my specialty. Mm. So you will be very much individualistic, selfish sometimes, which actually does not exist. Self doesn't exist. At that moment, when you say, this is my speciality, speciality exists, but it doesn't exist in the same way always. If you stick to your own speciality always in the same way, you will be dead. No one will be interested in you if you are saying the same thing over and over again, like a tape record. What you say should be changed, and your feelings should change. So, speciality exists, and at the same time, it doesn't exist. So both exist and doesn't exist. So, double-edged thought exists nothing. It's not so easy. It's a practice. You have no time to rest. This is my specialty. Or I have to talk with you this way. Not easy. Even though you become Buddha. Buddha cannot stay always as a Buddha. He should be a friend of people, or else Buddha cannot help people. That is why Jesus is, you know, a messenger or a son of a God. God himself cannot do anything with people. Only Buddha is not Buddha. He can help people. The same thing is true with everyone. We cannot be the same way always. Cannot exist in the same way. You know, at that time, right here, in this moment, it exists. Actually. But I don't know next moment. I don't know. Next moment, you will exist. You know, in some other way. Like Dogen Zenji said, firewood when firewood is firewood, firewood has its own past and future. And when firewood becomes ash, ash has on past and future. Firewood is firewood and ash is ash. So, you know, I am here right now, but tomorrow I shall be ash, not firewood. Looks like same, but actually it is not. Strictly speaking. That is why when you understand that ourselves in its strict sense, we cannot stick to any idea. But right here, at this moment, everything exists. Arguing something, but it is so, isn't it? Yes. Constant. Every moment. Yes. The quality. Abstract. Abstract. Yeah, there is, you know, some difference between your understanding and my understanding. You know, mm-hmm. So equality is not, for, to me, it is not abstract thing. It is very real. But to you, because you have no experience of the abstract, you know, to you it is some idea. So idea doesn't change, has no validity. It is equality. Because it is